There we go.
There we go.
It should be recording now.
All right. So we'll go ahead and have it's 4:03, and we'll go ahead and have our call to order, and we'll have our roll call, please.
Okay. Tammy Kraus,
Here.
Jenna Griffith, Kevin Kelsey, Emily Pacal,
Here.
Josh Short.
Here.
All right, and I'm Colleen Dettenmeyer. I'm here as well. And I see Karen Bounce is here as well.
Yep, I'm lurking in the background.
All righty.
Right. Well, welcome everyone. Part number three on our agenda is public comment. And
None that I'm
we
aware of.
received any. All right, we'll move on to number four, approval of our minutes, which we will give approval to. So we need a motion to approve and a second, please.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Emily. And a roll call for approval of the minutes, September minutes.
Tammy Kraus,
Yes.
Jenna Griffith, Kevin Kelsey, Emily Pacal,
Yes.
Josh Short.
Yes.
All right, motion carried.
All right, and we'll move on to unfinished business 5A, the Edwardsville roof update.
Okay, that's me. I just wanted to report we were able to get the scuppers lowered. They came out. It worked out really good coordinating between the two different vendors, and they were finished by roughly about 5 p.m. the day. This actual tuck or the brick people were only there for just a couple hours. So we have not noticed any other water yet, and we've had a couple good rains, so hopefully that should handle everything. That's all I have to
That's
report today.
wonderful. Great. Good news. 5B, the automated material handler system update.
I just wanted to report that we did sign the contract with the consultant, Greg Pronovitz. He'll be our consultant. He is who helped with writing the RFI request for information, and he will be our consultant for the RFP request for proposal. So we've began kind of doing some of the data portion and answering some of his questions, and we will schedule a formal meeting with the working group, the external working group. Here within the next month and a half, I need to send out a poll. So things are moving along with this project.
Wonderful. And 5C, the Edwardsville tuck pointing.
Okay, I was able to meet with a mason last week and we went over the entire building in detail. There is quite a bit of tuck pointing and just some general brickwork as well that's needed to be done around the building. So I'm going to begin writing the RFP. We'll have to do a request for proposal as well for the tuck pointing, and I'll begin working on that. And then we will have to send that to legal for review. And we are hoping to get that released by January as well for the request for proposal. And I did not mention that in the AMH section, but we're hoping to get that released in January as well.
Awesome.
Yep.
Busy month. And then 5D, vehicle ordering.
I wanted to report that we were able to order our 9 vans through the state contract. Yay! I know last month we had mentioned we were looking at that National Fleet Auto Group, and that was going to be an option, but our contact with the state purchasing contract, he had emailed me that Ford had opened up ordering, and we reached out to the National Fleet Auto Group, and they did not have vans yet released on there, so we did not want to take any chances, and we were able to get the vans ordered through the state contract. So we're very excited about that. They typically take 6 months around to come in because they make them as ordered. And I know that right now, currently, they were having some issues with a strike. So we're fingers crossed that does not continue.
Super, that is good as well. Number six, new business, the vehicle surplus.
Yeah.
See attachment 6-1.
Yep. So that was what we were talking about last month, unfortunately, that we were not sure on the price. And as we sent it out for both member and then public purchasing, no one had bid on the box truck. So I did do some more research and I talked to quite a few local vendors just to see if they would have any interest in purchasing the box truck. A lot of companies do not purchase higher mileage box trucks, which is what we have, but I did get a good idea on purchase price from them. So we kind of took an average based on what the information we had received. And so we are proposing a new minimum bid of $12,000 for the box truck. And we will do the same process we did last time, first offering it to the member libraries in the Illinois State Library. And then if there's no bids received there, we will move on to the public.
What would we do if, like, for some reason it doesn't sell at all?
We'll have to do another new lower. I did talk with Leslie. We're not tied to doing the process of competitive bidding through the auction. It's just what our preferred method has always been. But even in speaking with some of these local box truck and truck dealers, they're really not interested in buying it either. One of the guys had suggested to me to just post it on the Facebook marketplace and try to get someone to buy it that way. Obviously that would entail IHLS having to monitor a Facebook marketplace ad and dealing. I don't know if anybody sold items that way, but sometimes you get scammers or people who aren't truly interested.
Yeah. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I guess one thing, like, in the event that it doesn't sell, obviously we would like to get money for it, but we could always do something like Susan Palmer did with that grant a couple years ago, and then have it, you know, have libraries submit a proposal for what they could use it for. And maybe we could do something with that and surplus it out that way.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is consideration. I'll write that down for the next round if that doesn't happen.
Is that it? Are we done?
I think that at this point you do need to make a motion to approve or to send this to the full board.
Okay.
If everyone is in agreement with the minimum bid price. Yep.
That's fine with me. I will make that motion.
You have a second. Thanks, Josh.
I believe that was Emily saying.
I will second. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Then we'll do a roll call. Up to my sheet. Tammy Kraus.
Yes.
Jenna Griffith. Kevin Kelsey. Emily Pacquiao.
Yes.
Josh Short.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. Okay. That will be presented to the full board. And yeah. Oh, I guess we got public comment. Sorry.
Yep. Public comment or announcements?
None that I'm aware of.
None heard. So, move on to adjournment meeting.
All right. I'll also make that motion.
Thank you all for attending.
All right.
Very good.
Have a good evening.
Bye, everybody.